This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That's right, 93.7thefan.com. You could donate there. Brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Brought to you by Spitzer Toyota, Bellevue Associates Wealth Management, Hampton Beer Outlet, Wiggle Whiskey, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, and Dollar Bank. We are a quarter of the way through the show here, and we are over a quarter of the way to our stated goal of 100,000 meals to the Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. We're at about 27,000 at last. We checked about 20 minutes ago. So that thing just keeps going, going, and going. For every dollar you donate, that's three meals to a family in need. 412-663-5664. You can text NEED to 50155. And this hour, if you donate $50 plus, you could win a family four-pack of tickets to Kennywood for the day with Jump the Line passes.
Ooh.
Our friend Brett, well, he's going Zeiss there, Doran.
That was nice.
Whoa, hey.
That's nice.
Our guy Brad Spielberger for Pro Football Focus joins us now, and Brad is relocating to the Pittsburgh area in the not-too-distant future. June, right, Brad?
Yeah, just signed my lease in Southside Slopes, so getting ready to be a Pittsburgh local.
You're in the Southside Slopes?
Yeah, is that a good thing, bad thing? Give me the scoop.
Well, how much do you like to get after it, Brad?
I'm not opposed.
I mean, that's Party Central, isn't it, Dorn?
Or the flats are.
Okay.
The slopes are up top. They're a little higher.
I hope you have a four-wheel drive vehicle for the wintertime, Brad.
Yeah, we do. And my wife from New Orleans at sea level is going to be struggling. But we'll make it work.
He's joining us. Brad is on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Again, it's our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. You can donate 412-663-5664, and we've got a call center filled with awesome volunteers. We were just talking to them during the break. Excellent people who have given up their free time to help feed the need. You can text NEED to 50155, and you can go to 93.7thefan.com as well to donate. All right, Brad, tell us a little bit about this Quez Watkins guy. What does he add to the Steelers? Does he profile as a three or a four, or is he just a body?
Yeah, no, he's definitely a four, I would say. Like, he should get some run. And I think you clearly saw you needed a slot receiver last year that can be a weapon in the blocking game, both run and pass, and that is who he is. He's a reliable, solid player, and then had some decent production as kind of a check down outlet or third option. Obviously, you're playing with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, et cetera, in Philly, so you're not going to be at the top of the pecking order as a receiver. But, no, I think he makes this roster. I think he's an important piece. I would assume he plays some on teams as well. It's a solid addition. Obviously, the connection to Andy Weidel from Philly, just a good all-around player, and I think he will get some run in the slot.
Brad, whenever you're thinking of the Steelers and the receiver spot, they obviously need to bolster that room. We're just talking about Quez Watkins, and maybe they do it in the draft. But somebody like Van Jefferson, how do you see him panning out? Is he a four? Is he a three? Could he be a two? Their receiver room is thin right now. They have bodies, but they don't have dudes, in my opinion. Is Van Jefferson a guy that you could probably count on to be maybe a dude at some point this season?
No, unfortunately, I don't think you can. You know, a good player, good pedigree. His dad, Sean Jefferson, has been a wide receivers coach in the league for a very long time, and you can see that in his game. He obviously knows what he's doing, understands leverage and angles and how to sit down in soft spots against zone. Unfortunately for him, he was never the greatest athlete, and then he tore his ACL with the Rams. I think it was in the Super Bowl, actually, or late in their playoff run. And it kind of sapped him of some of that athletic ability that already wasn't necessarily a strength. So, you know, goes to Atlanta last year. Arthur Smith, obviously a big fan of his, so it makes sense. He now comes over to Pittsburgh as well. He, to me, is more of a guy who I think is fighting for a roster spot. He's a solid player. You know, he is, but a body sounds mean to say. But, no, if he's your number two, your offense is in trouble.
So the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, 412-663-5664 to make your donations, or you can text NEED to 50155. Brad Spielberger joining us from Pro Football Focus. Brad, Omar Khan spoke yesterday about the Steelers looking for a center. He did not rule out possibly making a trade for one. I don't know if you've heard if there's any guys on the market for a trade. If you have, we'd like you to enlighten us. Also, do you think that if the Steelers are waiting around for pick 51, that Zach Frazier from West Virginia would fall that far, or would they have to move up to get him?
Yeah, so none of these names are super flashy. I do think that there are some depth charts right now that have a couple centers. One that jumps out to me is the Arizona Cardinals. They just signed Evan Brown, the free agent, to a small deal, but they already had Jalti Froholtz, a former New England Patriot who played center for them last year. They brought back this season. He was pretty good. They have some younger guys as well. Tristan Colon Castillo, I want to say is his name, who I thought was pretty solid. I put him fairly high in my free agent rankings, thought he looked good in limited snaps. So three guys that I think can be your center. None of them I would profile as long-term options, but I think they could be a team looking to trade one of those players. And at the very least, it's a stopgap, it's a camp body, and it's a swing interior offensive lineman. You know, Colon Castillo in particular can play some guard as well. But yeah, it's starting to look like the draft might be their answer, which is a little scary, just given what happened with Kendrick Green and some of the other recent additions they've made and tried to put at center, whether they were centers or not. As for the draft, I don't think you're trading up for a Zach Frazier. I do love the guy. I know he's a West Virginia guy. I think he'll be there at the second round pick, and I wouldn't hate the pick. He's gritty. Everyone's seen the video of him like army crawling off the field after he broke his leg late in the season last year. I'm sure teams love that and love him. To me, he's a second-round pick.
Brad, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today and entertaining people while we ask them to donate, man. Thank you so much, and get those chains on the tires, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys. Best of luck with everything.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
That's Brad Spielberg. We're going to try to get him in studio whenever he moves here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.